Reverse ETL, data activation from warehouse to operational tools. Core insight upfront. Traditional ETL moves data into the warehouse for analysis. Reverse ETL moves it back out to the operational tools where work actually happens. CRMs, marketing platforms, support systems, ad networks. It turns the warehouse from a passive analytical store into an active operational hub. The warehouse becomes the source of truth, not just for reports, but for actions. The category emerged around 2020, pioneered by two companies, Census, which coined the term operational analytics, and Hightouch. The most significant market event, Fivetran acquired Census in May 2025, creating the first platform to cover both inbound data movement, ELT, or extract, load, transform, and outbound data movement, reverse ETL, in a single tool. The workflow is straightforward. Data arrives in the warehouse via standard ELT tools like Fivetran or Airbyte. DBT or an equivalent transforms and models the data into business-ready tables, customer segments, lead scores, product usage metrics, health scores. Reverse ETL then syncs those model tables to over 200 operational destinations, Salesforce, HubSpot, Marketo, Google Ads, Zendesk, Intercom, and many more. Syncs run on a schedule or are triggered by events. Every change is tracked, logged, and auditable. The two leading platforms have different strengths. Hightouch offers over 250 destination integrations, an audience builder called Customer Studio, identity resolution capabilities called Match Booster, and is expanding into AI-driven marketing. Census, now Fivetran Activations, has the strongest DBT integration, a no-code interface for business users, and the advantage of being part of the Fivetran ecosystem. Both support SQL-based audience definition, role-based access controls, and field-level sync configuration. The most compelling use case is the composable CDP, or composable customer data platform. Traditional CDPs like Segment and mParticle are monolithic. You ingest data into their platform, they build customer profiles, and they activate to destinations. A composable CDP flips this. Your warehouse already has the customer data. DBT models unified customer profiles. Reverse ETL activates those profiles to any destination. You avoid CDP vendor lock-in, leverage your existing warehouse investment, and your data team controls the definitions. This is not theoretical. It is the primary architecture pattern driving reverse ETL adoption. By the numbers, 45 to 50% of implementations focus on marketing and advertising as the primary use case, syncing customer segments to ad platforms, building lookalike audiences, enabling real-time personalization. About 25% focus on sales enablement, pushing lead scores and product usage data to Salesforce. The remaining implementations cover customer success and product analytics. Census reports a 40 to 60% reduction in manual data integration work for teams that adopt the platform, typically saving 1 to 2 full-time equivalents worth of effort previously spent on CSV exports, manual uploads, and custom scripts. Strategic takeaway. Reverse ETL completes the data value chain. Without it, the warehouse is where data goes to be analyzed, valuable but passive. With it, the warehouse is where data goes to drive action. Every insight can be operationalized in the tools where people actually work. If your team is exporting CSVs from dashboards and uploading them to Salesforce, you have a reverse ETL problem.